Now, if I add two goalposts on both ends, and I say to them, if you kick the ball into the other's goalpost, you score a point. And after 90 minutes, the one with the highest score would win. Would you pay to watch this game?
如果我在这个场地上加上两个球门，然后 ，and，
you can score like
at 10 people.
No, just two, just the two of them, just the two.
Okay, 我在这个场地上加上两个球门，然后让这两个人呢，还是在90分钟之内比赛，看谁进球进得多。
Now, what if I say, okay, rather than just two, I'm going to add 10 people on each side?
然后呢，我又说，我再加每队再加十个人吧。
Would you pay to watch this game?
让他们互相比赛，你会去看比赛吗？
Now, what if I say every country in this world forms a team of 11 players, and then they would play each other, country playing country, every 4 years, and the winner would win this gold cup? Would you pay to watch this game?
如果世界各国呢，都每个国家都组成了一个11人的球队，让他们互相来比赛，获胜者呢，就会得到这个金色的奖杯，你会花钱去看吗？
Over a billion people, and many of you are also there, you were watching the games for the last month, weren't you?
数百万的人上个星期的时候看了这些比赛，是吧？
Millions of people pay thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars to watch the FIFA World Cup.
数百万的人也花钱，花数千人元或数万人去现场观看了比赛。
Have you ever noticed that it is games have are more fun when there are rules and boundaries?
你有没有发现，如果这个比赛有了规则和界限的话，会变得更有趣
？If you tell a bunch of children, "Hey, let's play a game."
如果你去对一群孩子说。Hey, 让我们来玩一个游戏吧。
The first thing the kids will ask is, how do you play?
孩子们接下来肯定会问，怎么样玩呢？
What they're really asking is, well, what are the rules?
他们想问的就是规则是什么？
What are the boundaries of this game?
这个游戏的界限在哪儿？
If there are no rules to the game is no fun.
如果这个游戏没有规则的话，这个游戏就没有乐趣了。
Rules and boundary is what define relationships.
规则和界限呢，其实就是规范了一段关系，一种关系。
Rules for a game tells you how one team is related to another and how they win.
规则就是告诉了这两个队他们如何互动，怎么样能战胜对方。
Every relationship has boundaries and rules.
每一个关系都是有规则和界限的。
A husband and wife, they have boundaries. We call that the marriage vows.
丈夫和妻子都是有界限的，我们称之为婚姻誓约。
Relationship between parents and children, there are boundaries such as obedience or respect.
父母跟孩子之间的界限就是顺服和尊重。
There are rules governing.How teachers relate to students or students relate to other students.
老师跟学生之间，学生跟学生之间也是有界限的。
We have rules governing how citizens of a country relate to their government.
这个公民跟国家之间也是有界限的。
And there are rules governing relationship between countries.
那国家与国家之间也是有规则和界限的。
And when the rules are broken, there are consequences.
如果规则被打破的话，那就会带来后果。
If a man is unfaithful to his wife, it could result in divorce.
如果一个丈夫对妻子不忠的话，就会带来离婚。
If you verbally insult somebody, it could result in defamation lawsuits.
如果你口头侮辱了一个人，你可能会带来法律诉讼。
If you physically hurt somebody, it could mean that you're going to jail. If you don't pay your taxes, it means that you have to pay a fine.
如果你偷税漏税的话，你就可能会受到那个经济上的处罚。
If a country crosses into another country without being invited, that could mean war.
如果没有经过邀请而擅自闯入他国领土的话，就可能会引发战争。
Boundaries tells us what is acceptable in this relationship and what is not acceptable in this relationship.
这个界限呢，告诉我们在关系中什么是可以被接受的，什么是不能被接受的。
The Bible uses another word to describe rules and boundaries, and it is the word law.
圣经呢，用了一个词来描述这个规则和界限，就是律法。
And the relationship between God and the people is called a covenant.
神与人之间的关系，我们称之为圣约。
These two are very important concepts in the Bible.
这两个概念呢，在圣经中是极其重要的概念。
If we don't understand these concepts correctly, it could result in either living as a Pharisee.
如果我们没有彻底的理解这两个概念的话，我们可能就会导致。
Or we live with no law, we live on cheap grace of God.
或者是我们过得无法无天，把神的恩典当成廉价恩典。
When God rescues Israel from the bondage of slavery in Egypt, he was going to form a covenant relationship with them. And at the foot of Mount Sinai is where the terms of this relationship is stated. In the form of law.
神把以色列人从埃及解救出来，跟他们立了约，是他们是在西乃山下立下了这个约。
After 3 months of leaving Egypt, they journey through the wilderness. Israelites finally arrive at the foot of Mount Sinai.
在以色列人离开埃及后。 经过了三个月的旷野旅程，他们最终是到了西乃山。
From Exodus chapter 19 to 31, God sets the boundary of this covenant relationship.
在出埃及记19章到31章中，神立下了这个约。And
then God gives them the law. These are the terms in the form of the Ten Commandments.
神以下的几种形式来立了这个约，第一个就是十诫。And
there are moral laws, and there are compassion laws, and there are sacrificial laws.
也包括道德和怜悯的律法，也包括compassion
laws and sacrificial laws.
也包括献祭律法。
Today, we're focusing on Exodus chapter 19 to 24.
今天呢，我们着重来讲出埃及记的19到24章。
These laws talk about the relationship between God and His people.
这些律法呢，包含了人与神之间的关系。
In chapter 25 to 31, Moses goes up to the mountain and receives the law regarding worship. From chapter 25 to 31, Moses would go up the mountain,
摩西上了山, 领受了神赐给他的,
and then God gives him the law of worship. We first start with chapter 19, where God tells them the purpose of their relationship.
我们先从19章开始，神告诉他们这个律法的目的。
In English, this is called a memorandum of understanding.
这个也被称为谅解备忘录。
It says in verse 4, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you will carefully listen to me and keep my covenant, you will be my own possession out of all the peoples, although the whole earth is mine, and you will be my kingdom of priests and my holy nation.
这段经文讲到我怎样对付埃及人，你们都看到了，我好像鹰一样把你们背在翅膀上带到我这里。现在，倘若你们认真听从我的话，遵守我的约，就必在万民中做我的子民，因为普天下都是我的。你们要归于我，做祭司之国，圣洁之邦。
And when the people heard what God said, they said, "Yes, we will do it."
当以色列民听到这些的时候，他们都说，嗯，是的，我们一定要遵行。
And then Moses says, now consecrate yourselves and get ready to meet God.
接着摩西说，你们要自洁来与神相见。
After the people agree, then God says to them the Ten Commandments.
当百姓们同意进入这份圣约的时候，神便赐下了十诫。
And you know the Ten Commandments, it tells you the relationship between God and his people, and also between people and people.
你知道吧？十诫中它包含了神与他子民之间的关系，以及人与人之间的关系。
And then, beginning in Exodus chapter 20, God tells them about all kinds of laws, about worship, and how they are to treat each other.
在出埃及记中的二十章，那么这个律法它包含了，人与人如何相处，以及他们如何来敬拜神。
So these laws include criminal laws.
这些律法它包含了刑事律法。
What happens if you kill somebody? What happens if you hurt somebody? What happens if you steal somebody's things?
其中包括你如果你伤害了别人，你杀害了别人，或者是你偷窃了。
And what happens when you do them? Either you are to be killed,or you have to pay somebody back.
如果你做了这些事的话，你要不就受死刑，要不就要对别人做出赔偿。
And then we have civil laws.
我们还有民事律法。
Laws, what happens if I damage your things?
就比如，如果我损害了你的东西的话。
And how I am to treat our slaves.
还有我们应该怎么样对待奴隶。
There are then compassion laws, how we treat the weak in society.
还有这个怜悯律法，就是我们应该如何对待那些软弱的群体。
Treatment of strangers among us.
怎么样对待
strangers, people visiting us.
怎么样对待那些陌生人。
Widows or children who have no parents.
怎么样对待寡妇和孤儿。
And then there are religious laws which govern how we are to worship this God.
还有宗教律法，它讲述了我们应该怎么样敬拜神。
And it all ends with God telling them, if you live within these laws, I will bless you.
在结尾的时候呢，神对他们说，如果你们按照律法生活的话，我会带给你们祝福。
In Exodus chapter 24, when people said, "Yes, we will do it."
在出埃及记二十四章中，埃及以色列民说，是的，我们要遵行你的律法。
And in verse 8, it says, Moses took blood and spattered it on the people. This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you concerning all these words.
出埃及记二十四章八节中说，摩西便把盆中的血洒在百姓身上。说这是立约的血，是耶和华按所说的话与你们立约的凭据。
Every covenant God forms with people is bound by blood.
神与人立的约都是被血所束缚的。
Do you remember in Genesis chapter 15 when God made a covenant with Abraham?
你记得在创世纪十五章中神与亚伯拉罕立的约吗？
God says, I will give you a son.
神对他说，我会赐给你一个儿子。
And he will have many descendants like the stars in the skies.
你的后裔就像天上的星那么多。
And then God said to Abraham,
然后神对亚伯拉罕说，
I want you to take a bunch of animals and split them in half.
我需要你带来一些牲畜，把它们劈成两半。
Imagine all the blood coming down.
你想想这些血流成河。
And in Genesis chapter 15, verse 17 says, when the sun goes down, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch appear to pass between the animals.
创世纪15章的17节说，太阳下山后，大地黑暗，突然有冒烟的火炉和点着的火炬在肉块中经过。
That means God saying, if I don't fulfill my promise, you can kill me.
这实际上表达了神的意思，就是说，如果我没有履行我在这个圣约中的职责的话，你可以把我杀死。
Have you ever gone swimming and see these rules on the wall?
你去泳池的时候，有没有看到过在墙上张贴的这个规则吗？
Usually they say that similar things like don't swim if you have skin disease.
上面通常说，如果说你有皮肤病的话，你不能进入泳池。
Do not run in the pool.
在泳池中不能跑。
Don't eat and drink in the pool.
在泳池中不能吃喝。
Have you ever gone to a pool and see signs that tells you you must have fun?
你去过一个泳池，上面张贴着这个规则说，你怎么样能找到乐趣呢？
You must laugh every 5 minutes.
你必须每个五分钟就要笑一次。
You should splash water at each other and enjoy it.
你可以向别人击水，然后享受其中。
And you have to cheer when people jump into the pool.
当别人跳进泳池的时候，你们应该欢呼呐喊。
You don't see any of that.
你估计你从来没有看到过这样的规则。
The law tends to say no, no, no.
律法普遍来说就是不可，不可，不可。
It is not meant to take away your fun. It's actually meant to give you more fun.
其实它不是为了把你的乐趣带走，而是给你更多的乐趣。
Just like a soccer game, when you have rules that says no this, no this, no this, it actually tells you you can have fun within those rules.
就像一场足球比赛，你看到规则中说到不能做这个，不能做这个，不能做那个，其实它就是为了增加更比赛的更多乐趣。
Remember in the Garden of Eden, there was only one rule.
你记得在伊甸园中只有一个规则吗？
Do not eat from the tree of good knowledge of good and evil.
就是不能吃分别善恶树上的果子。
But after they sin against God, what happened?
但是当亚当和夏娃犯罪之后，发生了什么呢？
God gave them more rules.
神赐给了他们更多的规则。
And oftentimes they're in the form of no, 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 no.
就是不能做这个，不能做这个，不能做那个。
It's not meant to make them miserable. It's actually meant to help them live freely in the world of sin.
不是让他们的生活变得更加艰难，而是让他们从这个最终的世界
To enjoy life together.
享受彼此的更加享受生命。
Now it begins to make sense why Psalm 119 existed.
这就是为什么诗篇119篇存在的原因。
The whole psalm is someone writing about how good God's law is.
这篇诗篇的作者呢，其实是在歌颂赞美神的律法是多么的好。
I love your law.
我喜爱你的律法。
I love to do what you ask me not to do.
你不让我做这些。
Because the psalmist understand God wants him to enjoy life.
因为这篇的作者呢，诗篇的作者， 他知道神是让他来享受生命。
How many of you remember seeing the road sign that says drive 60 kilometers on the road?
当你们开车在路上看到这个60公里限速牌的时候，
When was the last time you look at that road sign and goes, I love the law?
当你看到那个限速牌的时候，你会想， 哦，我真的很喜爱这个法律。
I love the red light.
我真的很喜欢红灯。
I love the tax law of Canada.
我真的很喜欢加拿大的税法。
But that's what this person is saying.
这是这篇诗篇作者想说的。
He loves the law because he knows why God gives him the law.
他喜爱神的律法， 因为他知道神为什么要颁布这些律法。
God wants his people to enjoy life within the sinful world. And the only way to do that is the law.
神是想让他的子民在律法中享受生活， 唯有这些律法能够带来这些。
But we know the law has limits.
但是我们知道律法它是有限制的。
The Apostle Paul says that in Romans chapter 7.
保罗在罗马书第七章中说道，
The law cannot give me life, but can only tell me what I've done wrong.
神呢，不能，律法不能赐给我们生命，它只能告诉我，我们做错了什么。And
that means it cannot offer me forgiveness, but only condemnation.
这也就是说，律法不能带来赦免，而只能带来定罪。
And that's why Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7 says the first covenant was not the best one. God had to give us another one.
所以在希伯来书的八章七节中说，第一个律法其实是有缺点的，所以他必须要另立第二个律法，第二个约。
The law that was given to them at the foot of Mount Sinai was not perfect.
在西乃山下所立的约不是最完美的一个。That's
why God had to give them a new covenant.
所以神呢，要给他们一个新约。The
book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 31 says this, and I'll just ask Kelly to read the whole passage.
耶利米书31章说道，31节，耶和华说，看哪，时候将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。 这约不同于我与他们祖先所立的约，就是我牵着他们祖先的手，领他们离开埃及时所立的。虽然我是他们的丈夫，他们却违背了我的约。这是耶和华说的。耶和华说，那些日子以后，我将与以色列家立这样的约，我要把我的律法放在他们脑中，写在他们心上，我要做他们的上帝，他们要做我的子民。 谁都无需再教导他的邻居和弟兄说，你们要认识耶和华，因为他们无论尊卑都必认识我。我要赦免他们的过犯，忘掉他们的罪恶，这是耶和华说的。Jesus
said he did not come to abolish the law.
耶稣说，他来并不是为了废除律法，but
to fulfill the law.
而是为了成全律法。
The law that was given to Israel at Mount Sinai was supposed to give them freedom and joy.
在西乃山下所立的约，开始是为了给他们自由和喜乐。对。But
it was impossible to live up to every letter of the law.
但是对以色列子民来说，不可能按照这个约里的所有的细节来过活。Only
Jesus could fulfill the law.
那只有耶稣呢，能够成就这个律法。
In Matthew chapter 26, Jesus The Last Supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it to the disciples, says, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins."
在马太福音二十六章的二十七到二十八节最后的晚餐中，耶稣把葡萄酒递给他的门徒，他说道，他接着拿起杯来，祝谢后递给门徒说，你们都喝吧，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。
Jesus is forming a new covenant relationship with people.
耶稣呢，与他的子民，与神的子民呢，立了一个新约。
And he used his own blood to seal this new covenant.
他用他的宝血印证了这个新约。
So what is the law that, what is the boundary that governs this new covenant?
那么这个新约的界限是什么呢？
The law of Christ.
是基督的律法。
This law of Christ, what is it?
这个律，基督的律法是什么呢？
It is a law that Jesus spoke on another mountain.
这是耶稣在另一座山上所说的律法。
At Mount Sinai, God was far away and kind of scary.
西乃山呢，离他们很远，看起来让人生畏。
But on this mountain, God comes down to meet with his people, Jesus himself.
但是在这座山呢，耶稣与他的子民相见。
And we call this the Sermon on the Mount.
他宣讲的这篇道呢，我们称之为登山宝训。
Yet Jesus here did not lower the law, but actually raise it above even more.
他的这篇讲道其实不是降低了律法的标准，而且是把它提高了一个新的层次。
That's why Jesus says, "You have heard it said before." But let me tell you.
所以这个耶稣说呢，你们听过吩咐古人的话，但我告诉你们。
What is this law then?
那么这个律法到底是什么呢？
In Galatians chapter 6, it tells us clearly, which is when Paul says, to carry one another's burden, in this way you will fulfill the law of God. Christ.
这个在加勒太书的六章二节中做了解释，你们要分担彼此的重担，这样就成全了基督的律法。
Take a look at the person next to you, behind you, in front of you.
看看你周围的人。
Each of them carries a burden.
他们每个人身上都担有重担。
To fulfill the law of Christ means that you are willing to carry the burden with the person next to you.
那为了实现这个基督的律法，你们要分担彼此的重担。
That's the law of Christ.
这个就是基督的律法。
And when we do that, something beautiful comes.
如果我们这样做了，那美好的事就会发生了。
Did you notice something very special about the Exodus passage that was read today?
你有没有注意到在出埃及记中的那特别的一些经文？
Moses and the priests and the 70 elders of Israel met God face to face.
摩西，祭司亚伦和他的儿子以及以色列的70位长老，他们来到了永生神的面前。
They had a meal together.
他们竟然与神同席。
But all they could see was God's feet.
但是他们能看到的呢，只是神的脚。
And it says in verse 10 that they saw his feet, and it was pavement of sapphire stone like a very heaven for clearness.
出埃及记，这个第十节中说到是。他们看见以色列的神，他脚下仿佛是一片蓝宝石，像天一样明净。
And God did not kill them.
神没有杀死他们。
When we live according to God's law, we have fellowship with God.
我们如果生活在神的律法当中的话，我们要与神相交。
That dinner the elders and the priests and Moses had with God was pointing to another dinner.
那神与摩西长老以及祭司的这些晚餐其实是指向了另一个晚餐。
And it's the one with the marriage supper of the Lamb in Revelation chapter 19.
它其实是指向了启示录中的启示录中第十九章中的那个晚餐。
When we bear each other's burdens,
当我们担负着别人重担的时候，
When we look at each other and say, "How can I carry with you?"
当我们互相看着对方说，我怎么样能担负你的重担呢？
We become the true church.
我们就变成了真正的教会。
We become a church that have fellowship with God and with one another.
我们就变成了与神相交的教会。
There are people in our church that carries a very heavy burden in life.
在教会中，我们有很多弟兄姐妹承担的很重的重担。
If you are a Christian,
如果你是一位基督徒。
If you follow Christ,
如果你跟随耶稣的话，
then carry each other's burden.
那就请你来分担别人的重担吧。
And by doing that, you fulfill the law of Christ.
你这样做的话，你就实现了基督的律法。
Can we have a moment of quiet? Just bow your heads and have a moment of quiet.
我们可不可以有安静思想的时间。
Let the Holy Spirit speak to you.
让圣灵来对你说话。
Are there someone in your life that you need to carry their burden?
在你的生活中，有别人的重担，你需要帮他分担吗？
Are there someone that the Holy Spirit is showing you? A face, a name, and telling you.Walk beside that person, carry their burden with them.
在你的生命中，有圣灵对你说，走在那个人的旁边，帮他分担他的重担吧。
Now let the worship team come up, and as they lead us in song, continue to let the Holy Spirit speak to you.
Shine.